But interestingly enough, one of the most life-changing things that I will never forget happened to me on that corner when a white van pulled up, had ADT on it. It's right, ADT Security Company first came out. And this white van pulls up, the window goes down, and my MO was to walk up to the window, "Are you looking for some company?" In case you're talking to a cop. "And are you looking for some company?" "Well, yeah, get on in." So I get in the van with this man who looked to be about 40. Real big, real large man, kind of balding. And I noticed he had a real sizable scar from the bottom of his ear that went on down into his shirt. And I got in the car and he says, "You know, would you mind if we went to my apartment? What's your money? TikTok. Show money." So way out, Abrams Road, Northwest Highway, way out in North Dallas, a good 30, 40 minutes away. We go to this man's apartment and I walk in there. It's very stark. He has all the video equipment from the company in there. So he takes me back to his bedroom where he's got a catty corner king size bed in there. He says, "Would you like a Coke?" "Sure." So he's gone to get the Coke. And when he comes back, I'm spread eagle in the middle of the bed, ready to go. And he sits down on the foot of the bed and he says, "Randy, why don't you come scoot down here and sit with me for a minute?" So I've scooted down, sat with him for a minute, and he looked at me, and this man said to me, "You know why I picked you up on the corner?" I said, "Well," he said, "I'm gonna pay you." He goes, "But I picked you up off the corner because you looked like a beautiful little lost kid, and I just wanted to get you off the street corner for a little bit." That was my first taste of unconditional love from anybody, except my Aunt Mary. This man, that was unconditional love to me. And we did fool around a little bit, but when he took his clothes off, guess what I saw? This man named Marshall Hughes, whole body looked like a road map of Texas. And I'm like, what happened? This man had accidentally walked into an airplane propeller and lived to tell about it.
So his body was scarred from the
All
accident.
over. And he had stacks and stacks of photo albums, and I saw all the pictures from the beginning to the end of the thousands, tens of thousands of stitches and dozens of surgeries he had had. And I'll never forget this man that survived an airplane propeller, cared enough about a street urchin to pick him up off the street and still pay him his $50 just to get him off the street for a little bit. How amazing. How amazing is this? Just a little side story.
Well, I'm curious. I realize this it may sound like a naive question, but you guys didn't keep in touch.
No,
Did you ever
never
see him
saw that
again?
man. No, he took me and dropped me off in front of JR's Bar and Grill, gave me a $50 bill, and I never saw him again. And I'm sure he's long dead now, but I'll never forget him. Never, never in my whole life. Never.